It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, say hello, and let the staff know that the guys from the Opinions Matter podcast asked you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Can you talk about this, says Cadiga, because it has made me sad and it has made my daughter sad. It's a story about parents being racist towards my daughter. I am from Somalia, but I live in Tyrrellstown for the past 10 years, and my daughter is 8 and is Irish and born in Ireland, and my daughter and her friend, who are in first class in school, were the only students who didn't get invited to a birthday party on Saturday for one of the boys in the class. I know every other child is going because they told my daughter. Do you think this is disgusting racism against my daughter and a friend who is also from a Somalian family? Do you think I should write an email to the school because my daughter is very, very sad about this? And that is from a lady called Cadiga. So Cadiga believes that this is something that happens from time to time where kids, for whatever reason, one or two kids in a class, when the invites are going around, one or two don't get invited and they get really upset about it and they feel left out and everything else. But this lady believes that the only reason that her daughter and her daughter's friend, both from Somalian families, weren't invited to this birthday party is because, I assume, because they're black.
Not everything is racist, yeah?
No, obviously.
Okay, not everything is racist. And the race card can only be played so many times. As you know, I was accused of racism before because I wouldn't play a black girl at my gig. I wouldn't play certain songs that she wanted.
I remember that.
That's not racism. We had a fella who was on this podcast about a year ago who was stopped from going into a nightclub just off Grafton Street and put a photograph of the doorman up online and said he was racist. No, he wasn't. He didn't stop you because you were black, because we subsequently found out from the CCTV footage provided by the club that you had been rude and ignorant to the door staff. So not everything is down to
okay,
race.
But, however, but in this case...
In this case, and I have to be careful not to make accusations against anybody in Tyrrellstown, in this case, because there's lots of families involved in this story, in this case I believe, what else could it be?
So this kid is 8... Born yep. in Ireland, raised in Ireland, and her friend as well, also from a separate family, but also from Somalia.
Well, no, the children are Irish.
No, I know that. They're both born in Ireland, from Somalian families. So these kids are black, basically, and that's the bottom line. And she believes, Cadiga believes, that the only reason her daughter and her daughter's friend were not invited to this birthday party is because they're the only black kids in the class.
Now, having spoken to Cadiga off air, and her English is, by her own admission, is quite broken as well. So it'd be very hard to have a debate with her. But she has said, because she was asked this question by our guys here, are they the only two children in the class of African heritage?
And she said yes.
And she said yes. So it does seem...
The other question that we asked is, are they the only two children that weren't invited out of the whole class? And the answer was yes. So yeah. Two African kids, well, they're Irish kids, but they're from African heritage, were not invited. And she believes, Cadiga believes, that this is just pure and utter racism. That the reason these two black kids weren't invited to this birthday party next Saturday is because they are black. And it would strike me that she could have a point. Out of a class of 25 or 26 pupils, all of the kids have been invited to this birthday party except the two black girls. That does strike me as being somewhat racist.
And that's not us being... Look at the messages coming in already. Woke fuckers. This isn't being woke. Okay, we're not being woke. We're saying it as we see it. Apart from anything, if these two kids that were left out of the birthday party were white, okay, and the birthday party was for a child who was black, you'd be all losing your minds. The blacks, they won't integrate. The blacks won't integrate. They won't integrate. But because it's the other way around.
Well, here's an example of young black kids trying to integrate, wanting to integrate, wanting to be friends with all of their class, and being excluded from this birthday party that the rest of the class have been invited to.
Okay, apart from anything, it's wrong to invite a whole class apart from two people, okay? That is wrong, okay? You don't invite the whole class, you don't invite anybody at all, yeah? But when those two students happen to be the only two students in the class with African heritage, who are Irish, the kids are Irish, by the way,
mm-hmm.
And in fact, the girl, Adia's daughter, actually has an Irish name. That's an Irish name, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is actually, yeah.
It smells. It smells like, if it smells like a rat, there is a rat there. Would you agree?
Well, okay, that's the question we want to ask you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Do you think that out of a class of 25 or 26 pupils, where the whole class has been invited to a birthday party on Saturday, and the only two that haven't been invited are the two black girls, is that racism? It seems like it could be. Our number, 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, lads and Katie? Look, I've been working with kids for the last 10, 11 years. I've never had a party where one child was being excluded. Never. And can you imagine all the parties I had to sit throughout the year when parents with invitations? Not one child has been excluded that I can remember. Because trust me, I would remember something like that. So for me, I don't think it's a racist motive. I've probably heard, probably the kids are going home saying to their parents, look, I don't play with them or them at least. Unfortunately, if you're in a kids, whether it be that fucking 15 kids, 20 kids, 30 kids, your child is not going to be friends with every single one. They're not going to have the closeness of their two best friends or their three best friends or whatever. Or they're not going to be the same group of friends. So, what, you uninvite half the class because your friend doesn't play that much with the rest of them? I'm sorry. I don't want to be one of these people that say everything's racist because I hate that shit. But the parents always need to lead better. Even if your child says you don't play with the child, you still make the effort. Either everyone goes or no one goes. That's my thing.
Lizzie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lizzie?
How are you getting on? You well?
Good, thanks, Lizzie. What did you want to say on this? It does strike me as being somewhat racist that the two black kids in the class are the only ones not going to the birthday party.
I'm sure there's more kids in the school in this class that are non-nationals now, to be fair. But my little fella, as I said, he wasn't invited to a birthday party on Sunday. And he was upset about it. But I asked him, did he play with the child in school? And he said no. So there's no more to it. They're not friends in school. So I can't expect him to be invited to a birthday party.
And was everybody else in the class invited?
Not everybody. There was a few that wasn't. The majority were.
The majority of the class were invited.
Yes.
Your child was one of the children that wasn't invited. But when you questioned him about it, he was upset over not being invited. But when you questioned your child about it, he told you that he doesn't actually even play with this kid.
He doesn't play with the child, no. He doesn't interact with her at all. They say hello or whatever, but that's about it. That's as far as it goes.
Was he bothered then about not being invited to the party?
Because the kids that were invited were coming up and asking him, was he gone? And then the day after the party, they were all talking about it.
So he felt left out. So that's exactly what has happened in this situation. But from what we understand, these two black girls from African heritage are the only two out of the whole class that weren't invited.
Are they the only two, though? I'm sure if she looked deeper into it, there could be a lot more, because I know in my little fella's class, there's more non-nationals in his class than there is Irish. And they all get along great. They're just all my friends.
Mm. Which is great to hear. Okay, so when you said it to your child that, well, look, you don't play with her, so that's why you weren't invited, did he understand that?
Yes, he did. He accepted it. He was like, okay, he knows who his friends are in school. Like, they're only 6 and 7. You know, they understand. Like, he has cousins that are 9 and 10. He's not invited to their party.
Okay, so he does understand that you don't get invited to absolutely everything.
Yes, yeah. No more than when he's had their party, his whole class wasn't invited. Only the friends that he plays with.
Okay. So it's just a thing that kids have to learn, basically, is it?
Basically, yeah. Like, when you go, when like, if you were having a party at 24th or whatever, from college, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
All right, Lizzie, sorry, your line was cracking up a little bit there. Stay there for 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626. So out of a class of 25 or 26, two black girls are the only ones not invited to the party at the weekend. Apparently, according to Khadija, who's the mammy, every other kid in the class is invited. Now, I don't know how she'd actually know that, to be quite honest with you, but...
Well, she said that the kids all got invites from the other kids. Now, and she also said, let's just be very clear about this. This is coming from her. We have to take her word on. She's saying that the only two children in that class, there are foreign national children in it, but the only two classes, or the only two children in that class with African heritage, which I assume she means black children, are those two children.
And they're the only two that weren't invited.
Yeah. That seems like too much of a coincidence.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this? Does this strike you as being some type of racism for these two kids not to be invited?
Yeah, a little. I think so. My heart goes out to those two little kids that weren't invited. I think if let's say there was 26 in the classroom and 24 of them got invited, if they're inviting the majority of the kids in the classroom, they should be all invited. Doesn't matter what nationality they come from, they still all should be included.
In fact, the message that we played a couple of minutes ago from Glenn, he said the rule should be, especially if invites are being sent into a classroom to be handed out, it should be all the kids going or none of the
You're
kids going.
You're actually not allowed to hand out invites in the classroom anymore.
Well, obviously some schools still do.
Ours doesn't. No, most of it is done through WhatsApp now. WhatsApp groups would be set up. But listen, kids talk. My son and my daughter have been parties that they haven't been invited to, and they know because all the other kids say, are you going to Adrian's party in Jump Zone on Saturday? No, I wasn't invited. And it's fine, they move on. But as you said, Anya, this is slightly more sinister because it's two girls out of a class of over 20, and those two girls happen to be of African origin.
Yeah.
So you would have a lot of sympathy then for these kids. But does it strike you as being racist to literally exclude the two black kids out of the class from this birthday party?
Yeah, it does. It does strike me a little bit because at the end of the day, like I remember being on the phone with you guys there a few weeks ago when we were talking about racism, and there was a little girl being called Malteser head. Again, I go back to what I said to you guys there a few weeks ago. The schools, they're not educating the kids enough about different cultures and different backgrounds or anything like that. So they're not to exclude those two African heritage kids, to exclude them and not invite them. I don't think that was right at all.
Okay, so you have a child. You've said this on the podcast before. You have a child who's mixed race, even though born in Ireland, would have African heritage through the child's father. Is your child in school yet, or
he started Creche.
Oh, we started
last week.
So in a couple of years, there will be birthday party invites going out. And if your child was not invited to a party and was the only child of mixed race not invited, would you think that was down to racism? Or is it just that they're not friends? It is racism.
Yeah.
Well, Anya, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, because you'd be interested in our next caller. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. We just got this message in a second ago. My son went to a school years ago with only 12 kids in the class. Two parents did not like me, so when it was their son's birthday, they invited all the other kids and not my son. But when it was my son's birthday, I invited everyone, as kids are innocent and I would not hurt any child. And this goes back to the point of if invites are being handed out, especially in school, and I know, Jeremy, you're saying that your school doesn't allow it, some schools still do, it should be all or nothing. It should be an invite for everybody in the class or none at all.
If the invites are handed out in the school, but if it's outside the school, you can't force someone to bring kids that they don't like. But I just think in this case, in this case, there's a red flag there.
Trevor.
My kids were when they're in school going age. Yeah, if we didn't have enough for a party, we say give them a limit of kids that you could bring. Or if we did have a limit on the, didn't have a limit on the party, he would invite whoever he wanted. It's the child's decision. I don't fucking pick the children myself. And your kids got left out, but you know what? It was kids you didn't play with, the kids you didn't socialise with. So tell the parents to get the fuck out of themselves. It's not got to do with race, colour, creed, anything like that. Sounds like a child who they like. Don't like it? Get the fuck over. Build a bridge, as they say here in Ireland.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lads?
Sean, you were saying off air that you think that this is propaganda. What do you mean by that?
Because we don't know the full story, and you just use it as a racist attack. Like, you don't know the other 18 kids that are in that classroom, what nationalities they are. There could be Indians, there could have been anyone invited to the party. Just as two kids are not picked out, doesn't mean it's racist.
Well, according to the mother, these two girls are the only black kids in the class. Yes, there are probably other foreign nationals, but they happen not to be black. These two girls are the only girls of African heritage, and they're the only two out of the whole class that aren't invited to this birthday party. How's that propaganda?
Well, with the other 18 kids, if there's five or six of them of a different nationality, would you call it racist if they're not, if they're leaving out two black kids? Would you call that racist, even though they're invited five or six Indians or something? Would you call it racist?
Well, it wasn't.
Maybe the kid doesn't get on with it. Well, maybe the kid doesn't get on with the two black kids, and he doesn't want them at the party. Does the mother ever think of that? Because when I had the party for my son not too long ago in Jimstone, and like that, he is a class of 20 people. I didn't bring everyone to the class. I let him pick his friends who he gets on with, and he invited them. And he brought a little Indian kid as well. So, like, come on. You can't just say it's racist. You don't know the full story.
We do know the full story in that we know these two black girls are the only black girls in the class, and they're the only two not invited to the party.
Yes, but do you know the other 18 kids that went to the party? Was there any other nationalities at that party? Do you know that part?
No, we don't. All we know is that the only two kids... And by the way, it wasn't us that brought this up to say it was racism, Sean. It was the mother herself who believes that they've been singled out because of their skin colour.
Of course she's going to say that because she feels of the kids are left out. But you can't just start saying it's racist. If I'm having a party and my kid doesn't want to bring a certain person because he doesn't get on with him in school or he's not his friend in school, I agree with Trevor. Like, you can't be throwing the racist card at it. Like, you have to realise that the other 18 kids, if there was three or four other nationalities going to that party, well, that mother shouldn't be screaming out the racist card, because it's not racist if they're bringing other people.
Supposing the party is just, and let's break it down here, supposing the party is just white kids.
Well, Adrian, nowadays in schools, there's very few fucking schools that just have Irish kids in them.
Oh, no, there's none. There's none.
So I find it very hard that over the other 18 kids, there's not one other nationality there going to this party. And the mother throwing around...
No, I wasn't suggesting that. I'm saying the one fact we do know is that all the children going to the party are not of African heritage. So the only two children that have been left out of this party are African kids.
But that's coming from the African kids' mother using thinking it's racist. They don't know. It's probably nowhere near racist. As I said, there could be other kids there from different nationalities are going to the party. But the mother is just using the racist card. Oh, he's being racist. My kids are being victimized. No, they're not. Your kids weren't invited to a party. Get over and stop crying and using the racist card.
Anya, what do you say to that? That it's ridiculous to be automatically assuming that there was a racist motive in not inviting these two girls to the party. It's ridiculous.
There's no other way that mother can feel.
Just because she feels like that, it doesn't actually mean she is the kids are being racially abused. That's just because she feels like that. That doesn't mean that it's being racism. And this is the problem here. We're throwing the racist card too quick in this country. How do you know it's racist? How do you know the other 18 kids are not? Four of them are from India, and they were invited. And if the four of them from India were invited, then that mother should not be on the radio saying it's a racist case, because it's far from a racist case. The parents, the kids probably don't get on with them two kids. And the kids, when I was booking the party for my child, I asked my kid, who do you play with in school? Who do you want to invite? And if their kids didn't want to invite the two coloured girls, well, that's not a racist card. The kid doesn't get on with them. Get over it.
Okay, so you think this woman is wrong to be automatically assuming racism here?
I think she's just using the racist card too quickly because we don't know the full story here. I'd like to get the mother on the phone and ask her, is there any other nationalities in that class of the school? And then if she comes back with, yeah, there's three Indians, they were invited for the party, well, then I'm sorry, no, you can't use the racist card because there aren't them putting three Indians. Come on.
That's slightly different, Sean, because a lot of time when it comes down to racism in Ireland, it does come down to skin colour. And when people see, you just look, anytime there's an athlete or something who does well for Ireland and they happen to be black, yeah, as in one of our
Rashida Adeleke.
Rashida, yep. One of our the best runners Ireland has ever had. Anytime she wins anything and there's a post up on social media about it, people keep saying she's not Irish. She's not Irish. She'll never be Irish. And that's purely down to the fact that she has a name that's not traditionally Irish. And
she's African heritage.
And she's African of heritage and she doesn't have white skin. So people don't see it as quickly when the skin is white.
You can say the other way around. People jump the gun too quick when it's black or Indian. Oh, you're being racist. You're not being racist.
Okay, but the point I'm saying is...
If your Irish kids don't want blacks or Indians at their party, you can't say that's racism. If I have a class full of 20 people and my child comes out to see them four people at its son, I don't get on with them, that black, but I don't talk to them, and we don't have any connection, so I'm not bringing them to my party. That's grandson. I wouldn't...
No, you're not missing my point. You're not missing my point. A lot of the time, this comes down to skin colour, and unfortunately, skin colour stands out more than anything else. My young fella has two friends. My son has two friends who are Belarusian. Okay, they're both from Belarus, and you wouldn't know they were born in Ireland, but they're of Belarusian heritage. Okay, and you would not know because they have blondish hair. They have the same skin tone as I do, so they don't stand out as much. Whereas a child of African heritage.
Stand
out a bit more. And that's why, how come so many people will not accept that girl, Ashita, as being Irish? How come they won't accept her?
Most people do.
I support that girl. She's
brilliant.
She represents Ireland in games. Of course we should all support her.
Yeah, but the dregs of humanity, the far-right races...
But listen, you're going to get... No, you can't say far-right as well. This is what I'm saying about this radio. He's a strong far-right and races all the time. It's not far-right. It's not... People have their opinions. And if there is going to be a minority of people that say that this girl is not an Irish runner, well, that's what they're wrong because...
That is a far-right attitude. In fact, I saw it the other day on Facebook again over Adam Eda, some of the comments about Adam Eda, who, by the way...
Is it far-right what happened to you coming out of the yard the other day? People slagging you because you're buying clothes that are fucking from it. Is that far-right?
No, but that's far-left, I would have thought. No, but the people saying that Adam Eda shouldn't have been playing for Ireland because he's not Irish. Jeez, the man was born in Cork, for God's sake. He is mixed race. One of his parents is from outside Ireland. He was born in Cork. So there are... Anybody that believes that you can't be Irish if your skin isn't white, that is a far-right ideology, isn't it?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I just think we're going off the topic here. The topic is about this girl, and she's using the racist card.
What she's saying is, out of a class of 25 or 26, these two girls, who are black girls of African heritage, were the only two not invited to the party. It kind of does stand out.
Yeah, but as I said, out of 23 other kids, you're telling me that every one of them 23 kids are all pure Irish and there's no Indians or anything like that. That's madness. I'm sure there's 24 or 5 other kids going to that party this weekend that are a different nationality and they've been invited, but it's not a racist thing. If the child doesn't play with them or doesn't get on with them, child has the right not to be for the party.
Okay, stay there for a second. I've been asked to play this message for you, Sean, from Damien.
Hi guys, Damien here. Typical that all the racists are coming on and want to change the facts of the story that you've been told to suit their own narrative and then try and twist it that you have some sort of an agenda.
Are you trying to twist this story, Sean?
No, I just want to get to the facts because what you're saying is a racist thing, but I'd love you to get on to that girl that brought in the story today, get your team to ring her and ask her one simple question. Is there any other nationalities in that school, in that class down to the party. And if she tells you on the phone, yes, there's four Indians or two Somalians or whatever going to the party, well then, is that case is squashed because it's not a racist case. She, like, come on. He's like throwing the racist card too much and him on the phone saying...
No, like I said, we're not throwing the race card. This lady, is the lady who contacted us, is claiming, yes. She said, do you think this is disgusting racism against my daughter and her friend?
No, it's not. It's just unfair on our two kids that weren't picked to go to the party. It's like that young child that doesn't get picked for a football team. Do you think the manager's being a racist because he's not good enough to get on the football team? No. Yeah, just have to, if the kids don't want them there, they don't want them there. They're probably not friends with them in school. So I'd like to know, get your team to get back onto that girl and ask her one simple question. Out of the other 23 kids, is there any other nationalities? Because if there was 23 Irish kids, well, then you might have a very good case that could be a racist case. But if there's other nationalities going to the party, she's mad.
Okay, stay there for a second, Sean, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Mark.
We need more context to make an actual judgment. Do these two kids play with the birthday child? Is it an exaggeration that everybody else got invited except for them two? Maybe like 10 kids came up and told them, we were invited, and they just went home and told the parents everybody else is invited. Not everything's racism. As long as there's been birthday parties, there's been kids that haven't been invited.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Darren is a little bit angry.
So the parents who didn't invite them are only racist towards black people and not racist towards other foreigners. Oh, hey, just get a grip yourselves. It's their choice whether they want to invite whoever the fuck they want.
Darren is angry as always. Sharon, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sharon. Well, what did you want to say on this? Does this strike you as being a little bit racist?
No. I think it's just a coincidence. You know, maybe the kids just don't play together. And the mother has to be very sure as well. Because I agree with what that guy Sean was saying. She has to be very sure that they're all Irish, all white children that are after being invited to the party, and they were the only two black children who weren't, you know, or turn the table around, she's being racist towards the mother who was having the party, you know. So Sean does make very good points there, in fairness. I think it's just coincidence the kids might not get along, you know, it's just...
Yeah, no, we've just messaged that mother to ask her the questions that Sean is asking. But if it is a case that all of the other kids in the class, maybe some of them are foreigners or whatever, but all the other kids in the class are white, except for these two black girls, that would strike you as being a bit racist, would it not?
I just think it's just a coincidence, to be honest with you. You know, I wouldn't class it as racist, to be honest. Parents should be very careful what they're saying around their kids as well, because kids are like sponges. So them two black children are probably going to be saying, oh, you're racist towards me, you're racist towards me. The mother should say, listen, you weren't invited. Don't worry, we'll bring you out somewhere else on the day. You know, try to be more friends with them going forward. You know, I wouldn't be screaming race to your children and saying, oh, that's racist that they didn't invite my children. And there's a like 99% probability that there are other race of children at that party. I highly, highly doubt that it's all Irish children.
Well, we're after getting a message from that mother, which I'll read to you right now. Sean, you were asking the question. In fact, this message is directed at you. This is that mother again. She says, as you know, I can't come on because I'm working. Tell that horrible man
she's being racist now.
Hang on. No, she's just saying you're a horrible man. That's not hardly racist. Tell that horrible man that, yes, all the other children are white. I know this because I drop my girl to school every day. I have a class photograph on my wall. They are all white.
Okay, Jeremy.
What
did Adrian just say? His young kids hangs around with two young guys that are white but are not Irish. So ask her the same question.
Well, Will you let me finish the bloody message?
What question have I to ask?
Hang on, she actually answers the question in this message. I have a class photograph on my wall. They are all white. I am not sure from which country they might come. I do not play a race card since I've come here. I am not like that. Please tell your listeners. In other words,
hold on. So she doesn't even know. She doesn't even know if the other people in our kids' school are all Irish. She doesn't even know that. But yes, she's jumping the gun using the racist card.
No, but the point is, I guess, is that you're more likely to be subjected to racism in Ireland if your skin is a different colour, because obviously the first thing people see is that, like, you look at most of the recent attacks have been on black people and Indian people. Why? Because they look completely different to what an Irish person, a traditional Irish person, would look like. I could be from Moldova.
Well, I think the attacks are more than just because of their skin colour, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, no, there have been people that have been attacked purely, like that guy at the roundabout in Tala. He was attacked purely because of his skin colour.
Anyway, the bottom line is, Sean, this lady says that all of the other kids in the class are white, whether they're born in Ireland or not, but the only two kids in the class that are black kids are her daughter and her daughter's friend, and neither of them were invited to the party. But you don't smell a rat here, no?
No, I don't, because I'd like to know, like how long is our two daughters in school? Is our two daughters have friends in school? Are they friends with these people? Or do they just go and keep them to themselves Like, you know, we're jumping the gun here, saying it's racist. Like, the woman doesn't even know if the other 23 kids are all Irish. Whether they're black, white, or not. If there's two Polish guys and a Ukrainian guy in there, you still cannot call the parents racist for not bringing the two black kids. Because how can she be racist if she's bringing four Ukrainians? It's not racism. It's just, unfortunately, them two kids didn't get an invite. Get over it. Don't use the racist card. Get over it.
Okay, say
that. As the last caller said, bring them off somewhere and get their heads over it. Get over it.
Sean, if this was the other way around, yeah, and this was the story about an African family in Tyrrellstown.
Who invited
every single child with African heritage to the party apart from two white kids, you'd be on here screaming your head off.
I wouldn't be. I honestly wouldn't be, because if my kid didn't get invited to a party, he didn't get invited, I'm not going to go and beg a parent to bring my kid to a party.
But does it not seem bizarre? Does it not seem bizarre? You're saying, and I get that sometimes as kids, like there's kids in my kids' classes that they'd never pal around with. But do you not think it's strange that the only two kids you're claiming they don't pal around with are two kids that happen to be black?
No, we need to know the full story. As I said, how long are the kids in school? Are they making friends with the other 23 people? You can't just jump the gun and say it's a racist attack. We can't do that. This is what's happening now. We're jumping the gun too quick. Oh, this is racist. It's not racist. If the parents didn't, go in and sit down with their kids and say, right, I don't want to be in Paddy and Paul, the Enoch or the Black, okay. I don't think many parents do that to their kids nowadays. So if the kids don't play with them, they don't play with them and they're not invited.
End of story. All right, stay there for a second. I want to go to Martin. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Afternoon, lads. Thanks for having me on again.
No bother at all. What did you want to say on this?
I think the mother is jumping the gun a little bit. You know, like what that man said there. You know, you don't know what nationality a lot of people are. Like, I find it very, very strange if some of the kids in that class were from an Eastern European background.
Well, I've absolutely no doubt you're right. But the point that this mother is making is that the two black kids in the class, the only two black kids, and we're talking about skin colour here, are her daughter and her daughter's friend, and they're the only ones that weren't invited to the party. That's it. The rest are all white.
Can I say, how old are the kids, just out of curiosity?
They're eight.
Eight. Well, I have a seven-year-old, and he could come home and tell me everyone is going to something, and they're not. Like, you can't take the blood of an eight-year-old. Like, if there's 20, how many, 20? You tell me there's 20 people going to the party apart from them two. I'm sure there's some that isn't. You know, like, this one got confirmation from the child's mother that everyone was invited apart from them, or is it only hearsay from kids? Like,
this mother claims that she knows that every other child in the class is going to the party except her daughter and her daughter's friend.
What sort of confirmation does she have? Like, you know, like, has she rang every single other parent in the class? Has she talked to the other mother? You know, like, maybe here's an idea. Maybe her kids aren't nice. Maybe her kids aren't as nice as, you know, and people don't want them there. You know, and that's not nothing to do with their skin colour. Like, there's kids in this school up and down the country that so-and-so's that you won't want at a party, no matter what colour this is. But, you know, it's the old card again, the old race card. She wants to put that card back in her pack, so she would.
And that's your message to that mother. Get over yourself. Just accept the fact that some kids don't like other kids and don't want to bring them to their party, and stop making a race issue out of it.
Yeah, like we all think our kids are little angels, like, or many parents think their kids are little angels.
Mm.
You know, well, probably not. And that doesn't matter what race they are. Like, you know, it's like, do you remember Ali G years ago, when he used to be dressed and he used to pretend to be black and he used to say, is it because I is black? Yeah. Because the thing, because it's why black people always say, oh, yeah, it is because I'm black. That's a stereotypical thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was a bit of skit years ago, but it's coming to fruition now, isn't it?
Supposing it is down to skin colour. Supposing it is down. That these, and I'm not suggesting it because I'd be very careful, I don't want to be sued by anybody, but supposing the parents of the child who's birthday this just don't like African families.
Oh, then that's wrong. Like, you're not going to hear him come and say, but the moment I said, yeah, I don't want black kids at my kids' party, I don't want them hanging around. But that's wrong. Like, that's the free age children. But you can't just go off something that an 8-year-old said, like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, but this mother believes that her child is the only, the two kids have not been invited because they're the black kids in the class. And that's.
Yeah, well, she can think all she wants. I think my son's going to be an extra hour over. It's not going to fucking happen, like, you know.
All right, Martin, let me go, and sorry for the quality of Martin's phone line. It was really bad. Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this?
I just think there's a lot of things not making sense here. The first thing is that you would have to ask yourself, if those invitations were handed out in the classroom, in the school, the teacher would have been witness to the 24 other students, white students, getting an invitation and the two black kids not, which I don't think any teacher would let that go. That's the first thing. The second thing is, any parent who's having a birthday party knows the expense of it. So 24 kids to me seems highly unlikely that you're going to have them in your house or at a play centre or in Jump Zone. It's about €18 a head. So that seems highly unlikely to me. And I think jumping to the fact that this is racism, you're not giving children enough credit that they can make their own choices on who they want to play with and don't want to play with. Unless the parents have told these kids categorically that you're not to invite black children to your birthday party, then as far as I'm concerned, it's not racism. When did children become incapable of making a decision of who they actually want to hang around with?
No, I agree. Kids are entitled to make their own decision on who they want to hang around with and who they don't want to hang around with. This 8-year-old young one was upset that she wasn't invited to this birthday party, which would suggest that she actually does get on with the child. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Not necessarily, Adrian. It could just be the fear of missing out on a birthday party that other people are going to. And unless, like, maybe those children haven't been in the school from, like, my son has been in the same school from junior infants. Every single birthday party, he has invited the same 10 boys to the birthday party every single year. He has had new students in, year out, new students come in, and they don't gel in with that group. Therefore, they're not invited. I don't ask my child what colour are the kids that you're inviting. I say, who do you want to invite? And I try and get the mammy's numbers to get them an invitation. Under no circumstances would he be inviting 24 kids, because I'm not paying for that. And you just it's not a question that you ask. Okay, who are you inviting? What colour are they? Or it would mean that that child went home and said, I want to invite everybody in the class except the two black children. And unless their parents are absolute scumbags, they would say, you can't do that.
Right, okay. So, in fact, I want to read a message that's just come into us this second. Have a listen to this. I've just tagged your show. I would not talk... Here we go. I would not talk to you two sellouts. I know exactly what school and class you are talking about, because my daughter is in that class. And how dare you suggest
She actually gives a name here. I assume this is the mother's name or something of the child who's having the party. How dare you suggest that so-and-so is racist? She is far from racist. Those two girls were not invited because they don't pal with the class and don't mix. How dare that mother...
No, that's a different mother.
How dare...
That's Radija. Radija.
That's Khadija, yeah.
Yes, but the other mother is obviously the mother having the party, so don't mention her name.
How dare so-and-so badmouth her. I'll be telling her about this and the accusations you're making and the defamation, I assume is what you mean. Anyway, so basically, what this lady...
By the way, nobody's been defamed, yeah. First of all.
This lady is claiming that the reason these two kids weren't invited is they don't mix with the other girls or the other boys in the class. Now, I don't know how true that is either, but I suppose...
That's very possible. I mean, I don't understand what's so bizarre here. That is very possible that they don't mix. You can put 10 different nationalities into one class. There are still cultural differences, and people tend to gravitate, much like adults, you tend to gravitate towards people who are on your level, people who speak the same language, people who have the same interests. That happens with adults. Why can't it happen with kids as well? And actually, there is an accusation being made that that mother or that child is racist, which would mean that that child is being taught racism at home. So I do agree with that message, that there is an accusation being made there against that particular parent that shouldn't be made without actually looking into.
Well, now, in fairness, we didn't name
No, I know you didn't name. No, I know that.
Baradija, we haven't mentioned the school name. We haven't mentioned. We always are very careful about these things. We haven't mentioned the class. We have, and in fact, that lady who just messaged us in, she mentioned the mother whose child is holding the birthday party. We didn't name her either. So nobody's been named, thank God.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the mother who is saying that it was a discrimination because of their skin colour. She is making an accusation and she has identified herself. So obviously you have a large range of listeners from lots of different places. If somebody can identify that school, then that woman is making an accusation against that parent who's having the party. I just feel like the kids...
I'm sorry, by the way, Grace, just as an apropos, Adrian, we have put the name of the school into our Facebook block list, so anybody naming the school on our Facebook page won't show up. Yeah. So we've done all we can to protect it.
Okay, so you obviously believe, Grace, that this is just another calling of the race card, basically, using the race card.
I don't think that the race card is I'm not one of these people who believes that the race card is pulled often. I think that there are genuine racism, there is genuine discrimination against black people, and you can see that. It's everywhere. It's all over social media. Like you said, that runner, she's not Irish because she's black. I don't agree with that. But I think when it comes to children, you have to be very careful what you're saying, because children are not born racist. So if you are making an accusation of racism against a child, it means that they're being taught that at home. So you have to be very careful what you say. And if your children are not integrating with different cultures or different nationalities, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It could be a great thing for you that they're going to keep on with their cultures while living in a different country. But you can't accuse a child of being racist, because essentially you're accusing the parents as well.
Good to talk to you as always, Grace. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Jess.
No, I think that she's just playing the racism card, and it's ridiculous. I think unless you guys get every single parent on air here to prove that every single child was invited, I'd imagine those two girls went home upset, obviously, that they hadn't been invited. And it is sad. It's not nice to leave out kids. But shit happens, you know, and probably the first time ever I've actually agreed with Trevor in my life. But a lesson, all kids have to learn that lesson. All kids have to learn that you aren't going to be invited to some things, and that's okay. It's fine. We'll go out the weekend. Don't mind the party. But unless you guys get every single parent on to prove that not every child was invited, then you can't say that that's the case at all. I'd say those two girls went home, explained to their mom that they weren't invited, and the mom said, well, was everyone else? And they were just like, yeah, but they don't know. Were they standing there when all 25 invites were being handed out? I highly doubt it. And like I said in the comments, out of 25 kids, I doubt there's only two. It doesn't matter, African heritage, Indian, it doesn't matter. I doubt there's only two coloured kids in that class. Most schools now are multinational. So, I just think that it's been blown out of proportion 100%.
All right, Jez, thank you very much indeed. Here's another WhatsApp voice note.
Look, it's the same old. When things don't go their way, they pull out the race card. I didn't get invited to a lot of parties when I was a kid. I had red hair. I was a ginger winger or whatever. So does that mean people were racist against me because I was ginger and they didn't invite me to their parties? Kids have their own group of friends, you know what I mean? They play with who they play with. They invite the kids they want to invite to their parties. They don't invite the kids they don't want to parties. 99% of kids don't even know the meaning of racism. Unless their parents are like bleeding Nazis, well, it's very hard for the child to be racist. Do you know what I mean? Like, so maybe they just don't like them kids and they don't play with them kids. Why would they invite them to their party? Nothing to do with creed, colour or creed or religion or anything else. It's rubbish. Seen it a million times. Dundar security, and if I refuse somebody, the race card got pulled out. Oh, you're racist. You're not letting me in because you're racist. You know, it's ridiculous. It's old now.
All right, thanks very much indeed, William. And finally, John.
Adrian, how are you doing, Jeremy? I don't know what to say on this one, really. I really don't. I can't believe it, actually, that kids... It's all racism now, even when kids are inviting kids to parties. Is that not gone a bit fucking mad now, is it? You know, I remember my kids, you know, they invited who they wanted invited. We couldn't invite the whole class because, you know, we just couldn't afford it, you know. But they invited who they wanted, and that was it. There was no racism or anything else in it, or even badness in it, you know what I mean? It was who it was. That was their friends. And they always have closer friends than others. It is what it is. Tell this one to get over herself, will you? Have a great day. Good luck.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you, all of you, for your messages. We have confirmed, by the way, that is the same, that lady's message is from the same school, at least, and assuming it's the same class, that message that we read out just a moment ago. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.